The top equipment solutions retailer in the compressed air industry is expanding again. We talked to CEO Brian Stubbs from Air Compressor Solutions in Carlsbad, New Mexico, on this exclusive episode of The Crude Truth. Well, hello again, and thank you to all out there for tuning in for another episode of The Crude Truth. This is definitely an exciting and definitely one that definitely uses the word exclusive. So thank you all so much. I'm just so excited. My good friend, a mentor, also a sponsor of The Crude Truth, Brian Stubbs and his team at Air Compressor Solutions are just now today, as we record, celebrating the grand opening of now their, what number store is this, Brian?
This is number five.
So the fifth store, and this is in Carlsbad, New Mexico.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations.
Great. Thank you very much for having me again. Thanks for always doing this for us. We always appreciate it.
Oh, it's always fun. I mean, you know, from the big oil Permian Basin International Oil Show that we did back in October with you to right now. How's the day been over there?
It's actually been a lot of fun. So we've been working on this for about a year now. Like, the people of Carlsbad just welcome us with open arms. They're always there to help. Had a great turnout today from the chamber, from the economic development group. We had a lot of our vendors in. We had guys from Ingersoll Rand from North Carolina and California. Bobcat, we had two guys from Phoenix, one from Fargo, North Dakota, come in for us. And it's just been a great day with our vendors and meeting some customers and getting our name out there. So it's been a lot of fun.
Man, I bet the vendor from North Dakota was pretty happy to be in West Texas today, huh?
Yeah, he said yesterday he was packing and he put a jacket in and his wife said, "Have you checked the weather?" He said it was 37 degrees when he left this morning.
Holy cow, that is cold. Well, hell, heck, that's always cold. Once you get below 40, Brian, it's cold. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter what time it is, you know?
Yeah, for us Texans, 40 is about the limit.
Well, so let's talk about that, because you've got Ingersoll Rand. That is your that's your baby, that and Doosan. Correct? Did I say that
yes.
Right?
Okay. Well, like I said, and as of January 1st, so Doosan owns Bobcat. And as of January 1st, they've combined all of their marketing and branding. So everything is Bobcat now. So that makes our life a little bit easier too. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay. Yep. So then Bobcat and Ingersoll are now your babies.
Yes, that's right.
So. And for everybody out there, you know, you are obviously, the name of the company is Air Compressor Solutions. You are doing things from literally small air compressor systems to giant things, where you're now transforming the oil and gas fields, where pumping units are now using compressed air that never freezes and shuts down, might I add.
It's environmentally friendly. That's the really important one. It's actually cleaner and friendlier, so that's all good.
But you guys are doing it over there. And so what is it about the Ingersoll and the Bobcat that you just are so proud to stand on those shoulders, in a way, so to speak?
Actually, it's really a kind of a neat deal that we have great relationships with them, which isn't always part of our business. They're standing behind us in everything we do. They're excited when we grow. They help us when we have issues. If we have a customer issue, they're right there with us. Mm-hmm. So it's a great partnership. And one of the things that I heard a lot today that, you know, as you know, we kind of get in our grind and we forget, both of those brands are heavily manufactured in America. So our Ingersoll Rand air compressors, especially our recips, are assembled in North Carolina. All the Bobcat stuff is either in North Carolina, Dakota, or Georgia. So they're American brands working in the oil field. And, you know, we just couldn't be happier being in the situation we're in with all of that going on around us.
Well, you know, Brian, one question I've got, and it makes total sense, but Carlsbad, you know, and you're in New Mexico now, and you said this took a year. What was it a year ago that said we need to be in Carlsbad, and how's it been?
So you know me well enough. I'm not a business guy. I'm an engineer. I solve problems. We were really, what it was, we were sending on average two texts a day from Odessa to Carlsbad. And the time and the expense, and we didn't want to charge our customers for that time because it's just drive time. We're not turning wrenches. And so we just kind of had to do it. And we've been selling a lot of units around Carlsbad, pretty much, you know, Carlsbad to Hobbs to Pecos, that triangle. And you know, to in order for us to stand behind our products, we had to have people closer by. And Carlsbad was a great fit for us. So,
okay. And, you know, Carlsbad has been, I know from back in the days being in the oil field, I mean, that was a place you definitely went to and, you know, took care of business, whether that was, you know, coming in to do laundry or go to the Walmart when that was just when it used to be the before the Super Center. I remember that too.
Yes, I do too, actually. And now there's a traffic jam every day by that Walmart. You can't hardly get in there.
So. Oh my God. Now, where are y'all located at in Carlsbad now?
So our address is 711 Del Rio. It's actually a really neat location for us. They're going to build a new bypass here in a couple years, and it'll go just east of us. We're about 2 miles south of downtown and 2 miles north of the industrial park at the airport. So we're close to everything. We're easy to get to. We're easy to find. We got a big sign out by the street, so come by and stop by and see us.
Man, you know, Brian, with everything that's going on out there right now, you know, what are you seeing as far as out in the West Texas oil field and out in the oil patch that you're seeing that's kind of raising an eyebrow?
It's kind of weird. That's a good question. It's kind of weird because there's like a strange stability in our market right now. Uh-huh. Everybody's happy what they're doing, We don't see like a ton of growth in the second half, but we also don't see retraction. So I think a lot of, especially the larger customers we have are kind of just, this is what we're going to do this year. Slow and steady, predictable and well-planned, which is new for the oil field. And I think everybody likes it better. There's a really strange stability to our market that we just haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. And it's really, our customers are really driving it and really saying, hey, we want, you know, X amount of units a month from you. What can we do? How can we do that? And so we're getting to where we're in a neat rhythm as a company and, you know, open up Carlsbad. So now we don't have guys driving 4 hours a day, not doing work. And so our technicians are getting in rhythms. Hey, you know, we go to this unit every month for a PM and, you know, we do it every on the 14th of every month and we just go there. So it's kind of a weird place to be in the oil business that stability and repeatability is starting to be part of our business. And it's kind of a welcome change.
You know, back when we were together at NAEP there in February, we were definitely talking about how the year was going to be and that, you know, production is up and how, so you're because you work with a lot of the service companies. Mm-hmm. And so you were already kind of gearing up. In fact, I mean, I remember during the show, you did have to step away, you know, several times because y'all were blowing and going in Midland while you were there in Houston with us. And so it's very nice to at least hear that, hey, the service companies are at least at a kind of a plateau of just being in that rhythm right now.
Yeah. And like, I don't know if we've done that since I've been here, which has been what, 8 years. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since we've kind of said, hey, this is what everybody's doing for the rest of the year, which is kind of fun. So,
okay. You know, when you talk about fun, you know, how many people do you have at this Carlsbad location? And, you know, who's the store manager there? Let's talk about this store. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things we do every time we open a branch is we really want to be part of our community and we want our branches to be, you know, kind of experts in their area. So, you know, that's something we talk about all the time. Every one of our branches needs to be an expert of their area.
Yes.
We don't want, you know, everybody calling Odessa for help or calling somebody else for help. You know, they need to be experts. So right now at this branch, we've got 8 employees starting off, which is, I think, the most of any of our branches are real close to it. But again, it's because we've had great support. So we've got 5 technicians that are out in the field every day. We've got a store manager, Austin Wade. He's been with us since November. He's really been the workhorse that's got us up and running. We've got Umberto, who's the service scheduler, and Gary, who's a inside sales. So we've got a full team at this point. This is the first time we've opened a branch with a full team, which is a real testament to the group that's been doing this. But we've hit the ground running. We've had techs out here for about a year. And so we're building their capacity, their training, and getting them out there. And we love that they're all local. I think we have one guy that lives in Hobbs and one guy that lives in Carlsbad, but that's shorter than most people's commute that live in the same city.
Yes.
So we've got guys situated around southeastern New Mexico that are here from here and focused on helping our customers that are in this area.
Well, and now with this Carlsbad location, how far is y'all's reach going now, as far as service work could go?
So this one didn't really change our reach better. It just made it better for our customers. So Odessa is kind of covering Odessa east to about the west to the New Mexico border. Carlsbad is actually kind of Carlsbad, southeastern New Mexico, Pecos area. And then our El Paso group actually goes El Paso north into New Mexico and east over to this way to about where the Guadalupe Mountains are. So we're able to just better service our customers. We're not driving 2 or 3 hours just to get to a location anymore, which
well,
is
that's definitely the best part. Yeah. Yeah. That windshield time is somebody has to eat that cost. So the fact that you don't have to do that anymore, that's important.
Yes. Yes.
You know, this is now, like you said, your fifth store, and you've done them all since COVID, except for one.
Except for when Amarillo opened in 2018, yes. El Paso in 2020, Albuquerque in 2021. And then Carlsbad this year.
What was it about all of those that made this one just kind of be the smoothest? You know,
well, hopefully, like everything, we're getting better as we do it. So that's always a good thing. but it really is. Number one, Carlsbad's been amazing to try to get a business here. They're so hungry for help and so hungry to grow their community in a good way that they become very, very open arms to anybody that comes in here. One of the stories I'll just tell real quick, we bought a building from somebody that had a building here. The owner like helped us, she offered to help interview candidates or do references for us just because she's in the community, she's very involved. We had a great relationship as she turned over the building to us, she helped us out. We could ship packages into the building before we took ownership of it and they stored it for us. And then like the Economic Development Group and the Chamber of Commerce, I mean, you just have to call those people up and they'll bend over backwards to get information or resources or help you connect with somebody. And I mean, it really makes a gigantic difference when you're new to a community, just to have the community say, hey, just here's a list of phone numbers, here's who you call if you have a question or a problem. And they really stand behind us from day one, which is makes it really fun, truthfully.
So. You know, and then you mentioned the economic group and all of them, and then you mentioned Pecos Hobbs as well. And I know that, again, you know, starting out in the oil field a long time ago, they were very, very small, and they're now all continuing to grow. Here you and I are saying that we see that the service side has been steady. We know that we're at record oil production numbers right now. Surprise, I'm very surprised, especially with this president that we have right
yes.
now. What kind of growth are they expecting? Because who are we kidding? We consider Carlsbad and Hobbs West Texas, you know.
Yes.
So what are they seeing and what are you seeing for the growth out there in West Texas? And by that, I mean past Odessa.
And it's kind of interesting. So that Delaware Basin actually is where a lot of the growth in, quote, the Permian Basin is really happening right now. I think kind of what they're saying is there's still good leases available, still good property available to drill and explore. And then again, as the cities grow around them, and again, kind of in that triangle from Hobbs, Carlsbad to Pecos, resources are starting to come in. It's starting to be a lot better place to live. We stayed in a Airbnb on the north side of Carlsbad, which it wasn't there the last time I was on the north side of Carlsbad. But it's a nice community. You know, there's nice houses, trees. There's a river that runs through it. They've got parks. And so all of that is really building these communities so it can be sustainable. And so when oil companies come in and they see things like that, they want to be here now too, which makes the service companies want to be here. And so we're seeing, again, a lot more investment in the communities that I think we've seen before, which is making everybody happier, everybody better, which just makes that growth more long-term and more sustainable.
Well, so I would say that the good, bad, or indifferent, the trickle-down effect is working in some form or fashion.
It
capitalism.
Is. Yes. You knew. If somebody would only write a book about it or something, that'd be awesome.
You know, maybe one. Brian, you know, we've talked about the environmental positives that you and your equipment bring on the show in the past. Can you talk about that again and just talk about how y'all's air compressor systems are changing the game again out in the oil field?
So it's actually pretty interesting. So, you know, if you go south of Carlsbad, I think it was about 2 years ago, they discovered there's a pretty much a cloud of natural gas over Carlsbad, or southern Carlsbad, and they couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And it's oil and gas production. And so a lot of the oil companies said, hey, we need to fix this. And one of the fastest, kind of cheapest, and it actually improves kind of uptime and reliability is switching your tank batteries from all the operation of your valves and sensors from natural gas to air. And so what we're doing mostly out here in Carlsbad and Odessa is we're making a skid package. It's got an air compressor on it, a dryer to remove all the liquids and condensate, and a tank to as a kind of a battery or storage device. And they can plug that into their batteries and run clean air. You don't have to worry about it freezing, which we joked about before. You don't have to worry about contaminants getting in those valves. It's a cleaner system. Once you learn how to do your maintenance and your upkeep on your air compressor, your reliability and uptime actually do increase, we've seen. And the other thing that's really neat is a lot of our customers and some of the projects we're doing now are adding instrumentation to these air compressors. So instead of just hoping you have natural gas and pressure, now we can actually see it on a screen or on your cell phone net and say, hey, you know, that air compressor is running great, or hey, this one's running too much, or it's hot. Let's get somebody out there before we have a failure. And so it's really been kind of a perfect storm of solving a really hard problem in a really good way. So we've increased uptime, we're helping the environment, we're cheaper in a lot of ways, and you get more visibility and more reliability with the product. So it's been a neat journey to get there. And now the product's really proven and speaking for itself, which is great.
Golly, I think it's so awesome what all y'all are up to over there, Brian. Brian, for everybody out there that this is their first episode they've ever watched of The Crude Truth, how can they get a hold of you guys?
So first, watch more episodes. They're great. So the easiest way is our website. It's acsir.com. And then we've got LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram pages. Look up Air Compressor Solutions. We actually would love it if you just stop by one of our offices. You can find us in Odessa, Amarillo, Albuquerque, El Paso, and now Carlsbad. Most of those are open 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. We love it when people come in face to face. We're able to solve problems and figure out what you really need to get up and going. That's the best way. We love doing business like that. And like I said, we've got everything you can think of, from air compressors and generators. We got Bobcat equipment. It's for sale, for lease. We have parts and service and everything like that. So let us know what needs to be fixed and we'll find a solution for it.
Well, and I'm glad you said, you know, saying, hey, come on in, because it's like, you know, you need a valve, you know, just one valve. You guys got it. You know, it's like y'all are, it's a retail store. Y'all are a retail store, and your employees are just so friendly. And so it's like, you know, you've got the parts. You really do. So I want to just reiterate that it's a retail store. When you go into Air Compressor Solutions, it's not just about the big giant things. They got all the little stuff too, ready to rock and roll.
Yes. Yeah, I tell everybody, our parts department's really a niche AutoZoner parts store. So if you need anything for an air compressor or generator, we probably have it, and come in and have a seat and we'll figure out how to get you up and out of the door.
Well, Brian, you know, since I last saw you in February, which was just, you know, 3 months ago, so we're already in the second quarter now, which is hard to believe. Have you seen has anything that you thought was going to go one way, but it's now going another way out in the Midland area, or you know, anything, you know, because we got so many conflicts now going on in the world.
Yeah. Again, our little company is just fun to watch. When we talked last time, we kind of said, you know, January was a little bit slow. We're trying to figure out February was a little bit slow. March was a record month for us all time. That was our highest revenue by about 10%.
Wow.
So, you know, we're just doing what we're doing. We think there's going to be, again, we kind of talked about a leveling out in the last half of the year. We think that's good, how it's going to be. It hasn't really changed that much. I'm waiting for the elections to change something. But I had a banker tell me the other day that this is the first election where everybody knows the outcome, because both candidates have already been president. So we know what they're going to do. So they don't think there's going to be a disruption because of the election, but some people think there are. And I think everybody's kind of just waiting to see what happens. Like I said, you said Ukraine and the Middle East and U.S. elections. So I think people are just kind of sitting and watching. And the oil business is just doing what we do and getting products out and providing energy for the world. So I think we're just going to keep doing that.
Golly. Well, Brian, again, I cannot thank you enough for being on. One more time, how can people find Air Compressor Solutions?
Okay, the easiest way is our website. It's acsir.com, or you can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Or like I said, we always love it when people come and stop by one of our locations.
So. Well, Brian, thank you again so much. Congratulations on the new store. And thank you for taking the time, because it is y'all's grand opening again, like we were talking about earlier. So thank you so much for your time. And to all our listeners out there, thank y'all as always. And we'll see you again on another episode of The Crude Truth.